Many of us have been paying more attention to Homeland Security concerns ever since the failed attempt to blow up an airplane over Detroit on Christmas Day. But it's become increasingly clear that our biggest potential terrorist target is nowhere near any of our airports, but involves two nations in the straddles of the Detroit River. I'm talking about the 80-year-old Ambassador Bridge. Billions in trade move across it every year, including heavy machine and auto parts. There's really no backup system. If something were to happen to the Ambassador, the cost to our already battered economy would be devastating. The Blue Water Bridge in Port Huron is too far away to be an economically viable alternative. Besides, it's often backed up now with its normal flow of people and commerce. Most of the vital material that comes over the Ambassador can't be taken through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. What's more, there's virtually no security protecting the bridge. Boats and barges move under it constantly, and gasoline tankers park under its approaches. Not surprisingly, major efforts are now underway to construct a second bridge. A binational group calling itself the Detroit River International Crossing Project, or DRIC for short, has a site picked out about a mile south of the Ambassador. The bridge would be funded by private investors, but owned and inspected by both nations. That project has the blessing of most governments and many top business officials in both countries. But Manuel Maroon, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, has been fighting it savagely. Maroon, who everyone calls Maddie, is a billionaire trucking magnate who's made a lot of money from the Ambassador and wants to keep his monopoly thriving. He wants to twin his bridge, building a second span right next to the first. Almost nobody thinks that's a good idea. The government of Canada has refused to give him the necessary permits, but he keeps on preparing to build anyway. And he's doing everything he can to try and torpedo the effort to build a second bridge downriver. Last week, for example, it was learned that he'd suddenly bought 42 acres of land, which includes some of the territory needed to build the DRIC bridge. Now, government could, of course, later force him to sell that land under eminent domain. But it adds one more complication to an already complex process. Maroon's next move was both fascinating and insidious. Michigan is so broke right now that the state risked losing up to $1.6 billion in federal highway funds because the legislature can't come up with the legally required 20% in matching funds. So the Ambassador Bridge Company dangled this deal. It has $400 million in toll credits earned for improving the bridge. Maroon offered to give those to the state so it could get the rest of the badly needed road repair funds. There was, of course, one big string. Namely, that Michigan could not use any of the money to help any entity that might compete with the Ambassador Bridge. There's also another problem, which is that it isn't all that clear that those credits could be used instead of cash. Those machinations are fascinating, but get us nowhere nearer the goal of having a safe and secure way to ensure the flow of vital international trade. Even with everything else we're facing, it's time to get moving and get the job done.